You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. It is your community NPR station. I'm David Fair, and I'm glad to say that we're going to lighten things up for a little bit. News of the day can be very heavy these days, and we're going to talk about the break you may need, and it's all about the movies. Nick Aldering from Marquee Arts is here for this week's edition of Cinema Chat. Always good to see you, Nick.
It's great to be back, David.
And the movies, really, great way to kind of give your mind a mental break.
Yes, 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 very much so.
Yeah, well, the Ann Arbor Film Festival concluded, and by all accounts, really well attended. It was busy down there.
Yeah, yeah. We had a lot of people in the theater last weekend, and people from all over the globe, which is very exciting to see. It's just, you know, we host the Ann Arbor Film Festival. We don't organize it,
right.
but it's still such a pleasure to meet all those interesting people.
Indeed. And the theater itself has recovered.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We're getting some sleep now.
That's always a project. That is always a project. Well, we have some new movies that are opening this week, and there is one that has been garnering a lot of advertising time, and it has to do with a video game.
Yeah, Super Mario Galaxy is now playing in multiplexes around the country, and this one, Mario ventures into space, exploring cosmic worlds and tackling galactic challenges far from the familiar Mushroom Kingdom, and this one is starring Chris Pratt, Charlie Day, Jack Black, and Taylor Joy, Brie Larson, Donald Glover, Benny Safdie, and Keegan-Michael Key, among many other voices.
And their voice acting. And that's a good voice cast, but goodness gracious.
Yeah.
The drama is one I am more looking forward to. This sounds like it's just more my kind of movie.
Yeah, yeah. This opens tonight at the State. This is about a happily engaged couple who is put to the test when an unexpected turn sends their wedding week off the rails, and this stars Zendaya and Robert Pattinson. And this is the one, you know, the trailer to this film reveals that Zendaya has a secret of some kind, but it's not revealing what that secret is. And this secret is going to be what turns things upside down, and it's going to definitely generate a lot of conversation. This is definitely spoiler territory in this film.
And aren't those kind of movies great where you go see it and then you want to go have a cup of coffee
afterward
and discuss it, and everyone at the table has a different opinion? I love that. That's one of the best parts of movies.
Mm-hmm.
Another one for those of us who are interested in history, the movie Magellan.
Yeah, this opens tomorrow at the State Theater. This is about Magellan, the Portuguese navigator who rebels against the power of the Portuguese king and convinces the Spanish crown to support his expedition to the east. After an exhausting voyage, he arrives in the Malay archipelago, obsessed with conquest. And this stars Gael Garcia Bernal as Magellan.
That's great. And, you know, I mean, we learned in elementary school or middle school or whatever it was that he was the first to circumnavigate the globe, and not necessarily on purpose, but he did.
Yeah, yeah. And this one explores, you know, the complicated history of Magellan, and really of those conquistadors that traveled east and, you know, didn't do necessarily the best things while on the travels.
Indeed, it's interesting to get a modern-day take on the history we learned as kids, because very often it changes.
Yeah, that's right.
And so, you know, it's perspective, and I'm looking forward to seeing that as well. And there is a re-release of a movie called Kiki's Delivery Service.
Yes, this was originally released in 1989, but has been restored in 4K, and this opens Sunday at the Michigan Theater. Along with her black cat Gigi, Kiki settles in a seaside town and starts a high-flying delivery service. Here begins her magical encounter with independence and responsibility, making lifelong friends and finding her place in the world. This new 4K remaster highlights the great thought and care put into every frame of the film, celebrating the authentic craftsmanship of Studio Ghibli's detailed artwork.
So that's worth revisiting, right?
Yeah, yeah. And this is truly a spectacular film to see with the family. It's great for adults and for kids alike.
I love when that happens, too. As someone who is both kids and now grandkids, I look forward to every opportunity that we get to do those kinds of things. Some special screenings are coming as well, and I think more than a few of them are going to be of interest.
Yeah, tonight at the State Theater, you can catch Good Morning. This is a film from 1959, and this is presented with the U of M Center for Japanese Studies. It is free and open to the public, and this is from director Yasuhiro Ozu. It is about two young siblings who go go on to take a pledge of silence in an effort to persuade their parents into buying them a television.
And wish my kids would have tried that.
A terrific Japanese comedy. This is another very delightful film.
And Fantastic Planet is available as well.
Yeah, that is playing tonight at 8 o'clock at the Michigan. This is part of our Late Night Classic series, and this is from director René Laloux. This is a surrealistic adult animated film set on a faraway planet where blue giants rule and oppressed humanoids rebel against their machine-like leaders.
Interesting. I love surreal movies.
It is a very interesting film for sure. Yeah.
Well, if you want to spice things up, Paprika is coming to the big screen.
Yeah, this is an anime from 2006. This will play tomorrow, Friday at 9:30 at the Michigan Theater. Another one part of our Late Night Classic series. This is an animated science fiction psychological thriller from director Satoshi Kon. When a machine that allows therapists to enter their patients' dreams is stolen, all hell breaks loose and only a female therapist, Paprika, can stop it.
I'm not huge on anime or animated films, but that actually sounds like a great concept.
This film is very twisty. It's very visually original and, you know, inspired. Christopher Nolan has said that this film in part inspired him to make Inception.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah. There's a context for you.
Yeah.
You're listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair alongside Nick Aldering from Marquee Arts, and let's talk the Beatles.
Yeah, A Hard Day's Night is playing tomorrow at 6:30 at the Michigan Theater, and it's presented on 35mm. So this film from 1964, set over 2 days in the life of the Beatles, the band struggles to keep themselves and Paul McCartney's mischievous grandfather in check while preparing for a live TV performance.
It's great music.
Yeah, it's great music. It's very quotable. It's very funny. It's very witty. This is I love this film.
And it comes just a week before a live performance from the Fab Four.
That's right. Yeah. We are excited to see the Fab Four come back. They are all terrific musicians.
Yeah, indeed they are. Mm-hmm. I've heard it's one of the best Beatles experiences you can have outside of the Beatles.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Voices is coming to the screen as well.
Yeah, this is a documentary from 2025. That'll be playing this Saturday at 1 o'clock at the State. This is part of Korean Cinema Now, presented with the U of M Nam Center for Korean Studies, also free and open to the public. From the ashes of the Jeju April 3rd incident in 1948, when young girls fell victim to a hidden massacre, emerged the haunting voices of survivors, and this documentary captures their silent echoes speaking the unspeakable for the first time.
The next movie we're going to talk about speaks directly to my life sensibilities. I truly loved this movie when it came out. Every time I revisit it, I love it even more. And I'm sure when it hits the big screen at the Michigan Theater, I'm going to love it the best.
Yeah. We're talking about Monty Python's Life of Brian. This will be playing Saturday, April 4th at 5 o'clock at the Michigan Theater. Born on the original Christmas Day in the stable next door to Jesus Christ, Brian of Nazareth spends his life being mistaken for the Messiah. And it stars all the Monty Python guys, Graham Chapman, John Cleese, Terry Gilliam, Eric Idle, Michael Palin, and Terry Jones, who is also the director of the film.
I have a lot of inner mirth, so I laugh a lot on the inside. Not much of it ever escapes and gets to the outside, but this is one of those movies where it's incontrollable.
Another one that, so quotable is and it's has enjoyable on every repeat viewing.
Indeed it is. And Bicycle Thieves, that's nice to come back. That was a really well-done movie.
Yeah, this will be playing Tuesday, April 7th at 7 o'clock at the Michigan Theater, part of our Art House Revival series. In April, we're going to be celebrating Italian art house films. And this one is set in post-war Italy, where a working-class man's bicycle is stolen, endangering his efforts to find work. He and his son set out to find it.
That was a really well-done tale.
Yeah, very. It's a part of the Italian neorealism movement. And, you know, it's very, very fascinating to see Italy in this way.
Well, there is a TV show coming to the big movie screen. It's one that I missed when it was actually on TV, but it created almost religious fervor.
Yeah, Twin Peaks will be presenting it on April 8th at 6 o'clock at the Michigan Theater. This was the anniversary of the original airing of the first episode, so we'll be playing the first two episodes, Northwest Passage and Traces to Nowhere, considered a landmark turning point in television drama and often often listed among the greatest television series of all time. David Lynch's groundbreaking primetime television show can now be seen in theaters. Of course, the plot of the TV show, the first two episodes, when high school student Laura Palmer is found murdered, an idiosyncratic FBI agent arrives in the even more idiosyncratic town of Twin Peaks to solve the case.
Well, I know people that will be dying to see this and enjoy it. Who doesn't want to see a movie called This Is Not a Film?
Yeah, this is a film from 2011 that will be playing next Wednesday, April 8th at 6 o'clock at the State, free and open to the public, presented with the U of M Institute for the Humanities, and it'll also be presented with a short film, Wave, from 2025 by Shada Soleimani, who will be in attendance for a post-film discussion, free and open to the public as well. A
couple of movies continuing as well, Palestine 36, Forbidden Fruits, Project Hail Mary, Ready or Not 2, Here I Come, all good choices if you haven't seen them yet. Nick, thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you so much, David.
I appreciate it. You are listening to Cinema Chat. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU Ypsilanti.